الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Hello my kiram, most respected brothers and sisters. With the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with his ihsan, with his favor, with his mercy and kindness, within a few days Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made this sinful servant of his cover a large part of England, and alhamdulillah in many places brothers and sisters were inspired and the feedback was very encouraging. But the point that I wish to bring across to you is that we in South Africa, we don't appreciate what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us in this country. Those people who are living in central London, they know what they are missing, especially those who are dini inclined. If you go a little out from there, you will see some Islamic environment in certain places. Many of you have visited those places. But Leicester, Manchester, Gloucester and Bartley, and I don't know how many places we covered. Wherever you go, this is the complaint of the youth, that the majority of our ulama are from India and Pakistan, and they are giving their talks in Urdu and we are unable to understand. There is a communication gap. We are not able to put across our questions freely and get satisfactory answers. We don't have programs which can encourage us besides certain programs. So everywhere they seem to be thirsty. And this is not only there, it's everywhere this is the story. So we in South Africa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us masajid, madrasas, darul ulums, khanqas, tabligh jamaat, so many works of deen, dawa movements and welfare organizations. A small country with a small population of Muslims, but we've got so many organizations and so many dini activities taking place, that if a person wants to protect and safeguard himself and his family, then it is possible. We are not living in like in areas like those people are living, where sometimes there's no masjid within miles of the person's home, and all around him there's nothing but Western ideology and Western culture and indulgence in all kinds of sins. So what is that person going to do? But the sad part is that even in England, it is just like in South Africa, that many, many Muslim homes which you visit, of people who are regular with their salat, they are taking part in Jamaat activities, they are going to the khanqas, they are connected with the buzrugs and mashayikh. But in their homes, the television bala seems to be like an accepted norm. It's an accepted norm. They say that we just watch some sport and some news, which is a lie of which requires no evidence. Which home they can say that after that they are, that is what they are watching. And even the sport, as I explained in one of my majlises, that today's sport also, what do they show you on this? What do they show? Every little while, what are they showing there? What about the advertisements? What about the music? What about the streakers that are going across the fields? How can any Muslim keep in his home such a thing which is going to affect very, very seriously his iman? And here in South Africa to now, of course, we are living in the so-called democratic country. Everything is free. But in England, it has been from time immemorial. So the youth, this is their biggest problem. Many of them privately discuss their problems with me. And this is their problem, the same problem. Because of excessive indulgence in this type of viewing, so they are then caught up in all kinds of illicit relationships, and they are indulging in all kinds of other haram activities. But they come to the masjid, which is alhamdulillah an asset. So we should be grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the more shukr we will make over these ni'mats which Allah ta'ala has blessed us with, the more Allah ta'ala will increase the rewards, and Allah ta'ala will give us His closeness, and Allah will bless us with peace and happiness even in this country. Living here, there will be no need to run, there will be no need to pack up bags and escape, there will be no need to say that now there is no future for us in this country and we have to go somewhere else. Because the Allah of England and the Allah of America and the Allah of South Africa is the same. There is no such thing as the Allah of that country is different and the Allah of this country is different. The Allah Ta'ala is the same. Our actions will go with us. If because of our actions, Allah Ta'ala's azab is focused on us, then it is just like that person who has held a wire with life current. Now, if he has held it, no matter how far he runs, but that life current will be running into his body because he's holding it all the time. He will have to give up that. He will have to throw it out of his hand. Somebody will have to kick it out of his hand. Then only it will stop running in his body. So that azab of Allah Ta'ala, that current of the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if it is focused on somebody because of his bad deeds and actions, then if he runs from this country, wherever he goes, it is going to follow him. There he may get plenty of money. Pounds and dollars could be flooding his home after that. But it does not mean that those pounds and dollars will bring him peace and happiness. I have met so many of them. Outwardly, when I looked at their homes, I thought this must be a very happy person. But afterwards, when they discuss their problems, then you just wonder that what happiness is there when your heart is restless and when you have got so many problems. So this is my message very, very briefly tonight. Of course, the Zikr program. That when you go there, that's the time you really appreciate these ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. So it's no such thing that we cannot change, we cannot improve on our environment and our condition, and there's no scope for reformation and change in this country because they were flooded with all kinds of filth all around, nothing like that. We are much, much more fortunate than all those people living in such areas. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept your coming together for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's remembrance.
Ameen.
Tonight we'll have a little bit of Maut Ka Muraqaba, just a few ashar of Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh, because this is the only thing that will make us realize that the world is temporary. No matter where you go, death is following and risk is following. If only a person uses his intellect, don't worry, inshallah we'll finish everything on time, even if it means lesser zikr tonight. This is zikr also. That if but if it's something has come to mind, then why leave it? That while sitting one place and eating, then this thought came to my mind that the chicken that we were eating there, now my rizq was written in that part of England. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made that intizam that you somehow get to that destination where you are going to be eating. Then if you have to look at all the things that you eat, how much of machinery is involved, how many ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are involved in the production of those food items that come onto our dastarkhan. Some farmer must have bought some eggs, then he put some hens on it or whatever it was, and the whole long process, and after that finally it comes onto the table. If you take the bread also, the sun, the moon, the rain, the earth, the trucks, the plows, so many things, so many laborers were all involved, then finally when it came into the house as flour, then again the ladies had to knead the dough, the stove had to be lit, so many things were used, then we were able to get that one morsel of food. So much of ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to us is just that in 5 minutes time we had our food and we think that nothing really happened. So risk is something that chases a person, just as death is chasing us, in the same way risk also follows us. If only we have this yaqeen then we will not violate the hukams of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and rush towards haram. Because rizq, the person is not going to die until he has eaten what has been written in his taqdeer. He is not going to die before that. لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا. The person is not going to die. There's no death will come upon the person until he has completed his rizq. So this rizq and sustenance, wherever it is, therefore Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Allah, make the rizq of the ulama, I'm talking about the muhaqqiq, the true ulama, he says, make it spread throughout the world. So that when they are going to go to eat their rizq, then at the same time they will go and pass on the message of deen too. Therefore, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that dua. So the rizq, it follows a person. And until he hasn't eaten that last grain, he will not leave this world. I think I mentioned in one of my majlis that on the dastarkhan, there were some people eating, and there was one grain of rice. And kashf is a thing that we believe in. It doesn't happen all the time, but the pious and the righteous, sometimes they get kashf. So he looked at that grain and he said that this grain is in the taqdeer, or it is destined for a rooster. Some rooster will eat this grain. So somebody that was sitting there who didn't believe in kashf and these type of realities, so he said, well, you people always talk about things that don't make sense. I will show you that this grain is not for a rooster but for me. And he picked up that grain and he put it into his mouth. He said, are you satisfied that it was for me and not for a rooster? But when he put it in, he got choked. Now he kept on coughing and coughing, but it wouldn't come out. There was a window nearby, so he had to finally, because the dastarkhan people are sitting there, so he went by the window and finally coughed very, very hard, and that grain fell. It came off his mouth. A rooster came, picked it up and ate it. So those screws which were loose in his head were tightened. These things happen sometimes. It doesn't happen all the time, this kash. So what I am saying is that people are only talking about leaving the country. Why? Because we will be able to earn more somewhere else. Earning will be there, but it does not mean that Allah Ta'ala is different there and different here. It's not haram. If a person leaves to go and earn somewhere, it is not haram if he cannot make ends meet here. Because Allah Ta'ala has spread out his sustenance somewhere else, he doesn't know. But don't think that by our actions, if they will remain the same, then wherever we are going to go, or some other place we are going to go, then Allah Ta'ala will change our conditions. Our conditions will change according to our actions. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us hidayat. Amen. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe, tamasha nahi hai. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe, tamasha nahi hai. Yahan har khushi hai, mubaddal basad gham. Jahan shadiyan thi, wahi ab hai matam. Yahan har khushi hai, mubaddal basad gham. Jahan shadiyan thi, wahi ab hai matam. Ye sab har taraf in qilabat alam, teri zaat hi mein taghayyur hai har dam. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe, tamasha nahi hai. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe, tamasha nahi hai. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, budhape ne phir aake के क्या क्या सताया, अजल तेरा कर दे ये बिल्कुल सफाया, जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है, यही तुझको धुन है रहूं सबसे बाला, यही तुझको धुन है रहूं सबसे बाला, हो जीनत निराली हो फैशन निराला, यही तुझको धुन है रहूं सबसे बाला, हो जीनत निराली हो फैशन निराला, जिया करता है क्या यूं ही मरने वाला, जिया करता है क्या यूं ही मरने वाला, तुझे हुस्ने जाहिर ने धोखे में डाला, जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है।
Put the center fans on me, but it's getting hot. Slow speech.
Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah
Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho
तो ही तो हो। और मेरे तन में बजाए आबो गिल, दर्द दिल हो। गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, तो ही तो आए नजर देखो जिधर, तो ही तो आए नजर देखो जिधर। अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह, दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह, इल्लल्लाह 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 इल्लल्लाह, इल्लल्लाह 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 इल्लल्लाह, इल्लल्लाह 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 इल्लल्लाह, इल्लल्लाह 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 इल्लल्लाह, इल्लल्लाह 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 इल्लल्लाह। सोचो जरा फिरऔन के घर में मूसा को पाला किसने, सोचो जरा फिरऔन के घर में मूसा को पाला किसने, गौर करो मछली के शिकम में यूनुस को रखा किसने,
غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ, فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. یا اللہ, فگیو اور میجر سنز اینڈ اور مائنر سنز, فگیو اور میجر سنز اینڈ اور مائنر سنز, فگیو دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ نوئنگلی اور ان نوئنگلی, فگیو دا سنز دیٹ وی کمیٹڈ ان دا لائٹ آف ڈے اور ڈارکنس آف نائٹس. او اللہ, فگیو دا سنز آف اور آئیز, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our heart and mind, forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Oh my Allah, the ni'mats provided by you we ate. Oh Allah, the food given by you we ate. Oh Allah, the water sent down by you we drank. Oh Allah, all your ni'mats we used, and oh Allah, we used them to disobey you and to do everything that was displeasing to you. اے اللہ, تیری ہی نعمتیں کھا کھا کر ہم نے نمک حرامی کی. اے اللہ, ہمیں معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ, forgive each and every one of us. یا اللہ, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Oh my Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, if it had not been for your kindness and your mercy and your generosity, oh Allah, if it had not been for your forgiveness, then we would have been destroyed. Oh Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us the moment we saw evil, the moment we heard evil, the moment we spoke evil. Oh my Allah, how kind you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are, how compassionate you are, how generous you are. اے میرے پیارے خدا, اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ, اے میرے ستار غفار اللہ, ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم ناپاک ہیں, ہم سیاہ کار ہیں, ہم گندے ہیں, ہم نالائق ہیں, ہم سب کچھ ہے لیکن بندے تیرے ہیں. او اللہ, نو میٹر ہاؤ فلتھی اینڈ ڈرٹی اور ہارٹس میں بی, او اللہ, نو میٹر ہاؤ مچ آف سنز وی مے ہیو کمیٹڈ, یا اللہ, وی آر ایکنالیجنگ ایچ اینڈ ایوری سن آف آورز, وی آر ناٹ جسٹیفائنگ اینی آف آور سنز. او مائی اللہ, یا اللہ, ہاؤ کین وی جسٹیفائی any of our sins before you? Ya Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. Ya Allah, you are forgiving, you are merciful. Ya Allah, no matter how much of sins we may have committed, but your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the leaves on the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the stars that twinkle in the heavens, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than your
entire creation put together. Oh, by Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, we have taken advantage of your mercy and your rahmat. Oh, my Allah, teri rahmat-e-ghaffar ka humne najayiz fayda uthaya. Ay Allah, teri sifat-e-ghaffar ka humne najayiz fayda uthaya. Ya Allah, we know you are ghafoorul rahim, but oh Allah, but at the same time you are muntaqim. Ay mere Allah, humare gunahon ke upar humari pakad mat farma. Ya Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins like you seize the nations of the past. And you have seized so many people in so many countries even recently because of their sins. Ay mere Allah, we are extremely sinful, but we are extending our hands before you because we are forgiving, you are merciful. Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of your creation. Ay mere Allah, hum gunegaron ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity and happiness. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam with long life and with good health. And Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with forgiveness. Ya Allah, have mercy on the entire ummah of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ay mere Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the ummah in such a position of dignity and honor. Oh my Allah, everywhere in the world the ummah has got no more any kind of position of honor and dignity left. Ya Allah, they are being pushed from pillar to post. Ya Allah, they have to go begging with a little request. Ya Allah, for the little needs we have to go begging. Ya Allah, true honor and respect lies in being your slaves and the slaves of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, hamein nafs o shaitan ki ghulami se najat ata farma. Ya Allah, kab tak hum sunte rahenge? Oh Allah, how long are we going to just keep listening and listening? Ay mere Allah, hamein amal ki himmat ata farma. Ya Allah, gunahon ko chhodne ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, give us the courage and the strength and the himmat of like lions, oh my Allah. How long are we going to remain in filth and in dirt? Oh Allah, give us the realization that there is nothing in it but misery. Ya Allah, give us the realization that in sins there is nothing but misery, anxiety and worries. Ay Allah, guna karke koi khush nahi hua hai. Tujhe naraz karke koi khush nahi ho sakta hai. And the person who thinks that he is getting happier by the day by committing more and more sins, oh Allah, he is living in a fool's world. Oh Allah, when the noose will tighten, then at that time it will be too late. Ay Allah, hum tujhse maafi talab karte hai. Ay Allah, ab par raham farma le, ab to hum par karam farma le. Allah, puri zindagi barbaad kar di. Our life has melted away like a block of ice on a hot day. Oh Allah, we do not know how much of that life is left. Every day we are hearing of murders and killings. Every day we are hearing of people leaving this world. Oh Allah, in accidents, young, fit and healthy people are gone within seconds. Ay mere Allah, earthquakes and tremors are taking away thousands of people. Oh Allah, gale force winds are destroying so many. Oh Allah, flood waters are destroying so many. Ya Allah, we know that we too are deserving of that same saza and punishment. Because of our sins, we know that if the earth has to open up and swallow each and every one of us, if Allah, the roofs have to come crashing down on our heads, oh Allah, if the winds of gale force winds have to destroy us, or flood waters have to destroy us, we know that we are deserving of that punishment. But oh my Allah, we know that you don't love punishment of your creation. Ya Allah, we know that when we extend our hands before you and seek forgiveness, then you dearly love to forgive, oh my Allah. Therefore we have extended our hands before you. Ya Allah, what else has kept us here awake this part of the night? Ya Allah, there are so many distractions in the outside world. Ya Allah, there are so many people at this moment in time committing zina, committing adultery. They are in the cinemas, they are in the theaters, they are in the casinos, and they are in so many other haram places. Ya Allah, how merciful you have been to us, how generous and kind you have been to us, that you gave us the tawfiq to assemble in the masjid and extend our hands before you and seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of rahmat over us. Ya Allah, ab to tu barish rahmat ki nazil farma de. Ya Allah, teri maghfirat ke darwaze khol de. Ya Allah, how long are you going to keep this door shut from us? Ya Allah, how long are you going to keep us distanced from you? Ya Allah, how long are you going to keep us in the clutches of nafs and shaitan? Ya Allah, when are you going to give us an enjoyment and a taste of your ibadat and zikr and tilawat? Oh Allah, when are you going to give us a taste and the halawat of iman? Ya Allah, when are you going to give us the sweetness of iman in our hearts? How long, oh my Allah, we are going to remain in a filthy, dirty state? Oh Allah, how long are our hearts going to remain filled with all kinds of evil? How long our hearts going to be filled with pride and with arrogance? How long our hearts are going to be filled with jealousy, with malice, with envy, with greed? Ay Allah, greed is destroying the Muslim Ummah. Jealousy is destroying the Muslim Ummah. Pride is destroying the Muslim Ummah. Show is destroying the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, all kinds of evil passions and desires are destroying the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, how long are these things going to remain in our hearts? Oh Allah, give us some taste of the enjoyment that the Sahaba-i-Kiram had. Ya Allah, give us some taste of the enjoyment that the Awliya-i-Kiram have in zikr, in tilawat, in ibadat. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of every person, the rights of our parents, the rights of our brothers and sisters, the rights of our family members, the rights of the poor and the needy, the rights of the black and the white. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of the old and the young. Ay Allah, hame har shakhs ke huquq ada karne ki tawfiq ata farma. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, the sacrifices that he made for us. Oh Allah, how much of his Mubarak blood has been shed for the sake of this ummat. Ya Allah, we cannot see one drop of the blood of our beloved little child flow. Oh my Allah, the blood of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, when it was flowing from his Mubarak body, Ya Allah, you saw what was happening to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But for the sake of the ummat, oh Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam bore all those difficulties and hardships. Ya Allah, we show no appreciation for those difficulties, no appreciation for those sacrifices. Ya Allah, wo Nabi ke jo raat bhar ummat ke liye rota raha, that Nabi who stood whole night in prayer and cried for the ummat, that Nabi who went into sajda and cried so much for the ummat, that Nabi, oh Allah, who was stoned in Taif, who was stoned in Uhud, who was stoned in so many other places, that Nabi in whose path thorns were placed. Ya Allah, jis Nabi ne itni ummat ke liye qurbaniya di, when that Nabi is informed of the condition of his ummat, Ya Allah, what suffering he must be going. Ya Allah, in his time, the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara, they troubled my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, in these days, right near the roza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, madina tayyibave, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ke roza mubarak aur masjid nabawi ke qareeb. Ya Allah, in those hotels, there are so much of musical items and so much of filthy films that are being shown. Oh my Allah, so much of fitnas are pouring even in those Mubarak places. Ya Allah, protect each and every one of us. Ya Allah, purify and cleanse those Mubarak places of all those filth. Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, sare alam ke musalmanon ki hifazat farma, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Kashmir mein, Bosnia mein, aur jahan kahin bhi mujahideen mehnat kar rahe, Allah un sab ki jihad ko qubool farma, tabligh jamaat ki mehnat ko qubool farma, khanqahon ki mehnat ko qubool farma, madaris masajid ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness. Ya Allah, the economic conditions are creating chaos. Oh Allah, so many people are suffering all kinds of difficulties and financial problems. Ya Allah, but there is no shortage in your treasures. Ya Allah, from your treasures of halal, provide abundantly for everybody. Ya Allah, provide abundantly for everybody, so that we do not have to become muhtaj and dependent. Ey mere Allah, hame kisi ka muhtaj mat farma. Ya Allah, bas teri muhtajgi kafi hai. Ya Allah, do not make us extend our hands and beg before anybody. Ya Allah, do not create conditions that we have to go to the banks and borrow on interest. Ay Allah, hum sab ki tu hifazat farma. Bless us with plentiful of halal, oh my Allah. Bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Ay Allah, is dunya ko chhod kar hum tere paas aaye to kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah ke saath hame uthana. Ya Allah, let there be iman in our hearts, and let the angel of death visit us when you are pleased with us. Ay mere Allah, sare alam ke musalmanon ko nek aur ek bana de. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the entire Muslim ummah. Sab ko nek aur ek bana de. Ya Allah, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko hamare amal ke zariye se khush kar de. Ya Allah, Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasalam ko hamare amal ki wajah se ghamgin mat farma. Ay Allah, Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasalam, all the duas that he made for the ummat, and especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 companions. Ya Allah, all all the du'as of goodness that he made for the Ummah. Bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with all that goodness. Bless our family members with all that goodness. Bless our wives and children with all that goodness. Bless the entire Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with all that goodness. Ya Allah, we cannot even ask from Zohar till Maghrib like Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam played in Arafat. Ya Allah, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam whole night he asked for so much of goodness for us. Ya Allah, we cannot even ask a fraction of what he asked. Therefore, O Allah, we are seeking from you that bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. And from all the fitna, all the corruption and all the mischief and all the vices that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection for the ummah. Ya Allah, protect us, protect our parents, protect our wives and children, protect our brothers and sisters, protect our family members, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Allah, har qisam ke fitne se hamari hifazat farma, dajjal ke fitne se bhi hifazat farma. Ya Allah, har qisam ke fitne, afat aur masaib aur balaon se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, huzur e paak sasam ke sadqe mein hamari dua ko qubool farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.